Coming to you live from the corner of Dream Street and Guffaw Avenue, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D.
Man.
Psych.
Now jaywalking his way into your heart, here's Nate.
Well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad. Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
It's extra good when you have a special guest.
We do. We can't go on. We can't have an empty seat here. Well, we could. We have, and we will again. But welcome, Diana Hong.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Welcome back to the show.
It's always a pleasure.
You're a masochist.
It's good to have you.
More abuse to be heaped on.
More cock blocking from Ted.
I think it's vaginal blocking, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, we decided that, yeah.
VJ blocking.
VJ.
We did think of something that rhymes. Vag.
Interference. Oh, wait. Vag interference on the offense. We can make it football.
Is there a flag that gets thrown?
It's an IUD. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Coming up on the show today... We found a lying lesbian, 10 reasons to exercise regularly besides losing weight, and we have, in fact, found a stripper with a heart of gold.
Yay.
Yay,
unless
strippers.
It's literally a heart of gold, then it sounds unhealthy.
It's figurative.
Okay, good.
It's not literally. It is a heart of gold. So, Diana, welcome back. You have a show coming up in a couple of weeks, correct?
Yeah.
I saw it on Facebook.
It's
like the 15th.
Oh, gosh. My schedule's been kind of crazy, which is great. I have... Wednesday, I'm doing Luna's, and then...
Which Wednesday?
This coming Wednesday.
As in December 4th?
Yes.
So the day this show is out?
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. This so today, yeah. I'm at Luna's.
Woo!
Go to Luna's, everyone.
Go.
Hurry up and go. And then the 8th, I'm at Momo's, and then on the 15th, I'm at Punchline.
Dang, yo.
So come check it out, please. So I feel special and
popular. She's not telling any of your jokes here, because so you have to go there to hear them.
Exactly.
So we have a podcast outing coming up.
Woohoo.
As we're listening to this, it'll be tomorrow. We're going to go see Riff Tracks live. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
That one, it really doesn't leave, like if it was like versus, you'd be like, who's going to win? But it's totally like conquers, like we already know what's going
to
happen.
Well, I don't think you go to a Riff Tracks show for the quality of the film.
Oh,
those kids look happy.
Well, of course they do. They're stoned beyond belief.
They're like 10.
Yeah.
Kids start early.
Mm-hmm.
It's medicinal.
I believe it was the 60s. So I think we have the question. So, Ted, you're going to be there, correct?
Yes, I am.
Becca, you're going to be there?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to be there. Diana, you're more than welcome to come along if you'd like.
I think I can. I need to check my work schedule, but I think I am going to be there.
Ooh.
That would be so fun.
Because you're going to be on the show again next week.
Yes. And I'm not going to miss that. I mean, Santa Claus winning is
finally
society winning. I shouldn't have said that. We're doing Hanukkah, aren't we?
No, it's okay. Oh, Hanukkah's pretty much over.
I don't do holidays or religion, so
it's perfect.
It's all the same.
But and I'm kind of forcing, like, Ted now has a stocking and a Christmas stocking and all kinds of stuff because he hangs out with my family in the holidays. So,
Christmas is stalking me at every corner.
It is.
So the real question is, will Christiana make it to see Riff Tracks live? I have an inkling.
Oh,
wow. You were ready for that.
Set that up.
Yeah, I think that's the chance that Christiana will make in time to see Riff Tracks live.
Well, she is a very busy working mother. She has more on her plate. She has a tiny little human on her plate than none of the rest of us have.
As we're recording this, she's at Disneyland.
Which is awesome. Go, girl.
Oh, yeah. So don't pull the hardworking crap on me. She's at Disneyland right now.
She also works incredibly hard.
Uh-huh. Well, we all work incredibly hard, Becca.
I don't, suckers.
Except for Ted.
Uh-huh.
Well, Ted. Oh. Ted.
Yes, sir?
You had a little, before we get into the rest of our Thanksgiving,
ooh.
I saw on Facebook you had a little mishap, or a member of your household had a little mishap that resulted in a trip to for medical procedures.
Oh,
so,
what happened to my hand?
Oh no. Oh gosh, oh. Never mind. Our cat had
that cat.
Sorry, I was like trying to give Ted signals and
it was very specific. Oh. Ted, you had a little medical mishap and I
you mentioned your hand.
Our cat broke a nail and it cost $86.
Yeah.
Good God.
Well, I didn't, like, he was just a new it was quiet. too quiet. So he knew something had to be up. So I went to go check on the kitten. He's hanging out, and I'm petting him, and then his paw's like all contorted and his toe's all bent. I'm like, oh, crap, the cat broke his toe, and I didn't know what to do. So I took him to the vet, and all he needed was his nail clipped off, fortunately.
Yeah, he'd snagged it really hard. Like, the nail was like bent at like 90 degrees from where it's supposed to be. And so even though they've trimmed it, he's hopping around on 3 feet because I guess it really like tore at the nail bed, you know? And it's funny because two of our cats are really sedentary, like normal cats. And this cat is just like this bundle of energy that just races around everywhere. And it literally was like that. Like, we were like, why is the kitten just laying down in the sunshine? What is wrong with him? You know? And sure enough, there was something wrong. You know, if it was our other two cats, we'd be like, oh, that's so cute. They're just laying there. They've been there for 8 hours. But the kitten lays down for half an hour and we're like, he's sick.
Yeah.
So basically your kitten got an $86 pedicure.
Yeah.
On only one nail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he also got an anal probing. So that kind of was.
Oh, that's the bonus.
He broke a nail. So he had to get his ass poked?
Apparently so. They had to give him a little checkup just to make sure everything else was functional, and that was, as far as I know, his first temperature with me.
Weird ass happy ending.
So he's been licking
situation.
His butt. I don't think he was very happy about it. Doesn't roll that way.
So when you say anal probing, they took his temperature.
Yes.
Fine. Oh, okay. Yes.
But we actually got off easy because when we first called and explained what was up, they were like, they warned us right out of the gate. They're like, you know, if we have to do an x-ray, it's going to be $290. If it's a broken toe, it'll be this, it'll be that, you know. So the $86 broken nail was actually, that was a bargain. A Black Friday bargain, because it was Black Friday when he did this.
He's a black cat.
Mm, yeah. So the walking cast would have been so much more. This is craziness.
I just realized we had said that morning, we were like, we're going to do buy nothing day. We're not doing any, like, we're just not purchasing anything. We're abstaining from commerce on Black Friday. And then the kitten made us buy an $86 pedicure.
Should have waited till the next day, just based on principle.
It wasn't even a bargain. They should have given us a discount.
Well, you should have waited till Small Business Saturday.
Cripple Kitten Tuesday.
Throw some ice on the cat's paw and move on with your day. So let's start with Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving, guys?
We had two Thanksgivings because my mom and dad are going on a trip, so they had an early Thanksgiving cut at their house, which was quite lovely. And we always have a family that comes to have dinner with us, and they have a couple of little girls, and they always get excited because I do have an Elmo puppet. Well, my parents do. I don't personally have one, and they always want me to do an Elmo show for them, so that always happens.
It's like they walk in the door and they immediately run over to Ted and start going, Elmo, Elmo, Elmo. And I think if you were willing to be Elmo all night long, they would be into it. But Ted resists as long as possible, but he never really gets away with having a full adult dinner without having to do the Elmo show.
Yeah. And I don't know, I feel a little dirty being Elmo. I mean, that sounds even worse because of, you know, how his puppeteer is kind of not the best person, I guess.
Allegedly, yes.
All right, so that was allegedly. Number one.
And then we had Thanksgiving at my mom's house with my grandma, and it was really fun. And, you know, we watched the Thanksgiving Day Parade and the dog show. And we had a tofurkey and a field roast because there's a lot of vegetarians in my family.
It was so decadent.
It was amazing.
And
fake roasts.
We wanted to stuff one in the other and have field firkin.
Yeah.
But it never happened.
Yeah, I saw the picture of that you put on Facebook, and I showed it to my friends, and they were appalled that everything you ate came out of a cardboard box.
Did we put that picture on?
Yeah, you did.
The two boxes. That's a good point. Unfortunately, we couldn't go and hunt our own tofurka beast.
No.
Tofurky. So.
See, couldn't live off the land. Diana, how was your Thanksgiving?
I'm like still blown away. What?
Which part are you?
Which
not
part?
Tofurkey? Field roast? It's like a what's it made of? You don't want to know.
The field roast is made of like grains and soy, I think, and they have stuffing inside. Yeah. And the field roast is wrapped in a pastry, and the tofurkey is just sort of a little ball of tofurkey.
I know. There's really no way to make it sound appetizing to non-vegans.
But it's actually delicious.
Like a little ball.
And I make amazing gravy.
Vegan gravy.
From what?
The gravy. It's like an onion-based roux. It's
from
like
brown.
And then you kind of, with like veggie broth and stuff. It's hard to explain, but it's really good. You would like it.
Or would she?
I highly doubt that.
Wow. So many haters out there.
It's true.
Really? Like, because I swear this food is really delicious.
Then you should have brought some.
It's all gone. We ate it all.
It's like people are offended by our vegan or vegetarianism or something, or disgusted by it.
It's more disgusted than anything.
I mean, what if, I don't know. We could have had a bloody dead animal on our table. I
well, then you didn't. Then you wouldn't have cooked it.
Dripping
enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no,
that
but I
want to
be
fault.
Authentic. But you, if you're going to be meat, you may as well hunt your own.
I don't want to. Let's move on. I mean, yes, a factory farm turkey is infinitely more disgusting than a ball of grain, but
well,
let's not talk about that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What about the Mexicans who had to pick your ball of grain? What about them?
No, this is like organic.
So Mexicans can't touch organic stuff? No. They're not fancy enough to pick?
No.
So I'm just, we're not going to get off this topic.
How was your
Koreans
Thanksgiving, everybody?
Koreans are better. Who can do everything?
Oh, Koreans are better.
I don't know.
We're at the top of the pyramid.
Okay. The minority pyramid.
So Diana, let's get back to your thing. Thanksgiving. How was it? Was it a traditional Korean Thanksgiving?
Well, actually,
there such a thing?
No. Well, I grew up like kind of. I never really did Thanksgiving because I grew up kind of like. Well, we grew up poor and my parents were always working. So this year, I actually went to my friend's sister's place and we. Are you
just
playing like an Asian Oriental?
Just like random spa music.
I'm playing the Korean melody.
Why do I feel like I'm in like in a spa, like a Vietnamese nail salon or something?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get something more traditional for you.
Pretty sure it's Vietnamese music.
Everything, everything. $10 Mickey holla. Oh, what?
I don't think that's traditional for Diana.
No, that was Vietnam.
Or maybe
it's true.
It was.
Yeah, you don't know. I'm sorry.
I thought you were going to maybe do game. Gangnam Style or something.
Sorry. Yeah, that's my people. That was my uncle. You didn't know that? No. I'm not related to him at all.
It's the resemblance.
This is
wow, I'm being so crazy.
This is the Korean melody. It says so on Spotify.
I'm the worst Korean
is
ever.
Is there like Jewish melody and vegan melody and Nate melody?
Don't you know the one melody of your people?
Yeah.
Oh,
that
is this the
Jewish
melody?
Oh my god, this gets better.
It's Havana Gila.
Oh yeah.
Wow, there it's like.
All right, let's get back to Thanksgiving.
Ted has a holiday album in which Havana Gila is played by a barking dog.
Oh, it's the cat.
How can you really
Christmas
tell
cat.
The? How can you tell the difference, really?
Oi, oi, oi.
Anyway, back to something more traditional. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. There was food. I'm always down for free food, but yeah, I just hung out with a whole bunch of Chinese people and. Ate, so it was cool.
Yum.
I mean, we don't. Yeah, I don't really do holidays, so it's just kind of like another day. Except for everyone else is closed. That's the only thing about holidays for me.
I went out to Salinas and had a lovely Thanksgiving with Mr. and Mrs. Hootie.
Yay!
As is my Thanksgiving tradition for the past few years, she made a lovely turkey. You know, real turkey. Brined the turkey. The turkey brined all day, and then she cooked it in the oven. It was delicious. It was also also potatoes and
brine. I had those too.
Potatoes
made from real potato.
It was. It was.
Ours was real potato.
Picked
too.
By Koreans and above.
No, we don't let them touch our potatoes. That's a little.
Yeah, those you got to dig out. I mean, that's really what that's all about.
We have to like peel them, and the nutrients are in the skin.
Yeah,
I don't. Have any beef with? Why are you starting Korean beef with me?
Korean beef.
Yeah,
it's weird. Like Mongolian beef, but slightly different.
Nate, did you run a race?
I did, but not on Thanksgiving. It ended up being on the turkey trot that I ran was on Saturday, which makes no sense, but that's what it was. And it was at Peacock Acres.
Peacock.
It was, and they promised an awesome T-shirt, and this is what we got.
Yeah, it's not as awesome.
It was an awesome T-shirt.
Let me ask, is it awesome?
It's like a gay pride T-shirt that
missing one color.
Missing colors, but the peacock part.
It's like a knockoff gay pride T-shirt.
Right.
Like they can afford the real colors.
It's like...
Yeah, it's...
it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's shush, Spotify.
Oh, yeah, your ads.
It's got four stripes, light blue, yellow, purple, and green.
Nothing about it makes sense.
And it's the Peacock Acres Turkey Trot from Peacock Acres. It went to support a good cause, so...
Doesn't even say what year it is on it, does it?
No. Oh. No, this
means it was recycled from, like, previous years.
This shirt is timeless, is what it means.
That's true. You could tell it's from the 70s, I would believe you. The 60s, I'd believe you.
What it means. And as I was running the race, so I ran the 5K, and it was on trails. And it was on hilly trails.
That sounds beautiful.
Not really. Oh. And it was on sandy hilly trails.
Oh, that's hard to run in.
It was.
Sand's hard to run in. That's rocky or Nate.
So I'm listening to a podcast. I'm listening to the Adam Carolla Show on my phone.
Also a good podcast.
It is. And I'm about at the 2 mile mark and my phone rings. And the weird thing is I'd had a conversation with Hootie just before we started because he's just running with his iPod. And I'm like, well, I got the phone because it's got the GPS in it. And I kind of like to know, blah, blah, blah. He goes, I don't want anybody to call me. I'm like, nobody ever calls me. Fast forward 2 miles and my phone's ringing and it's my boss. And I just, you just have this thing, you know, I don't know if anybody else does, but I do, that if it's somebody reasonably important when they call, unless you're like pooping or something, you take the call. So I'm running up the hill
I still take it.
I don't know why that's
fair. I'm shy.
You're shy.
So I see who it is and I answer the phone and I'm like, hey, what's up? And she goes, are you in town? And I can tell she's driving because I can hear, she has a Honda Element, and I can hear the sound of the tinniness of a Honda Element going down the road. And I'm like, no, I'm actually running a 5K right now.
Oh, awkward.
And she felt bad for calling on a Saturday and going, hey, are you in town? There was a reason for calling, but anyway, it was just kind of weird. But yeah, I finished the race 4 minutes slower than the other 5K I've done because this was in sand going up hills. So
both ways.
It was uphill both ways.
Where was this one again? Where's Peacock Acres?
It was in, of course.
Too much going on, y'all.
I know. I'm going to forget. I completely did forget.
It's okay. I can look it up.
The race was near, it was north of Salinas.
Okay.
So it was just off the 101 and in Monterey County.
Gotcha.
So
that works.
In that area. So it's that whole area is just a big sand dune anyway. So that's what you're running in. And that's what you're dealing with.
So the Hooties ran with you?
No, he did. And she did not. And our other friend who came up also did not, because they haven't run any. And if that was your first 5K, you would never, ever want to do another 5K because it was hard. Like, I finished, and, you know, I beat Hootie by a few minutes, and, you know, not that it was a competition, but it was.
It was a marathon.
It was Hootie.
Oh.
No. He's the one who's like, I just want to finish first in the car.
Oh.
And you finished last in the car. Anyway.
But it doesn't matter.
Burn.
It doesn't matter. You get the same prize either way, which is nothing.
And ridicule from you.
You get the T-shirt.
That T-shirt.
That is the best prize of all.
To be fair, you get the T-shirt just for going. You don't even have to run. If you pay your entry fee and show up, you get the T-shirt.
Wait, you have to show up?
How much was the entry fee?
$30.
So that T-shirt cost $30?
No.
Plus sweat and tears.
No. The whole thing was, it's $30 that went to a good charity. The T-shirt is a bonus thing.
Oh, okay.
Humiliating. Yeah. Hootie was the charity, I presume.
Yes.
That's why you won.
That was the real reward.
It was. So the other thing I noticed on Facebook, aside from you guys and your Thanksgiving incidents of cardboard food and injured pets, is people complained about Black Friday a lot. There was a lot of complaining about that. Did you guys sort of notice that at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think for weeks people were posting things that were sort of like, if you go shopping on Thanksgiving, you're part of the problem.
The terrorists win.
And I kind of agree with that.
Which problem am I part of?
I guess the problem of people having to work on Thanksgiving for minimum wage instead of spending time with their families.
We're talking about Black Friday or Shopping Thursday?
No, I was talking about Black Friday.
Okay.
There were a lot of,
yeah.
It was a lot of complaining about how people are dying on Black Friday. But what was happening was people were posting articles from 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 8 years ago, 2 years ago. There's one or two incidents a year in a country of 330 million people, and that becomes the cause celeb of people on Facebook. It's like, oh, don't do that. And this year, for the first time ever, working in media, I started to see a backlash from my coworkers against people who were just all in a dither about people having to work on holidays. Because when you're not working on a holiday and you're at home and you turn on the TV and there's news on, or there's even TV on, do you realize that there's somebody there making that happen? Every year, there's people working holidays all the time. And it just got kind of old for people who work every holiday to go, oh, yeah, people were protesting because you went out and did this. It's like, eh, people work holidays. It's just the way it is. If you don't want to work a holiday, get a different job. And if you have to work the holiday, you work your 8-hour shift and you go home. I've worked plenty of holidays. And it kind of stinks, but you do your time, you get paid your holiday pay, and then you go home. It's just the way the world works.
That's if you get paid. My old job, they said that they want to do holiday pay for Thanksgiving.
Well, then that is unconstitutional.
That's fucked up.
I think the issue people have, well, at least working Thursdays and possibly Fridays, is, yeah, you're like an underpaid worker who does, you know, who gets no benefits and nothing at all, really. Yes, you have a job, which I realize some people tell you, well, that's enough. You shouldn't complain as long as you have a job, which I don't necessarily subscribe to if you're being misused and abused.
Well, there are plenty of people who are working in TV stations and radio stations across the country who are making very little money working on the holiday.
But they have hopes and dreams and aspirations.
So,
okay. What? Nothing. Never mind.
That's not even remotely an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Sure it is.
It's merely contradiction. No,
it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it is. We had a Monty Python moment.
Holidays are just another day of the year that we put emphasis on. And if you want money, you work. Like, it just... I don't know. It's what you want. If you really want that day off, request it off. Like, I'm a big fan. Just go up, work, and then go home. Like,
yeah.
Money is money. Like, I could have requested Thanksgiving off if I really wanted it off.
That's true,
you know, like, if you can't really complain about it, it's... I don't know. I just think it's stupid to complain about. It's like complaining about having a job when, you know, you're broke. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. I know people who complain, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. And then someone offers them an extra shift wherever they're working. They're like, no.
See, I think that's stupid.
It's like, okay, well, which is it? Do you want money or do you want time off?
I guess the thing about the Thanksgiving shopping craziness, it's the fact that are more stores open now than they used to be? And
yes.
I mean, are we kind of losing? I guess it's kind of sad to lose focus because I feel like Thanksgiving really is the great American holiday. I mean, I know there's also 4th of July, but it's just a time for everyone across the country to get together with family and be thankful. So everyone, when so many companies feel like they have to be open and have to make that extra money and do it faster than another company, then it kind of, I feel, detracts from the whole Thanksgiving experience.
Yeah, well, now it's weird because most, like, Best Buy and Target, like, all that, they open like 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. the night before, and they didn't do that. Like, I think that's weird.
Yeah, they're opening on Thanksgiving and they weren't open before. But if you want to go back, I mean, when I was a kid, there was nothing open on Sunday.
Right.
They had blue laws in virtually every state in the country. And if you wanted something on Sunday, you were shit out of luck because nothing was open.
I planned my drinking when I was at Wazoo. The liquor stores closed on Sunday, so we would have to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit sucked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of stuff like that. Like in Vermont at one point, I worked until midnight, and you couldn't buy alcohol between midnight and I believe it was 8 or 10 a.m. It was some weird, stupid law that they had. And so I get off work. I want to get a six-pack on my way home. And the guy's like, sorry, I can't sell you any beer. And you know what? I was okay.
You're braver than most
people. And look at him now.
And look at me now, having a beer. So, moving on past our holidays. It's all fine. It's all good. We made it through Black Friday. We made it through the first part of Hanukkah.
Yay.
I know.
We all did it. I'm proud of everyone here.
I know. It's a big thing. It's a big thing because it's important.
Well,
Judaism,
important.
Son.
Oh.
Yeah, one more time.
Judaism, son.
Exactly. I mean, important, except it's probably one of the minor Jewish holidays, but we're aware of it.
Judaism, son.
That's really
shit just got real.
Part. Oh, yeah.
We've lit so many candles this week.
So
no
many
lie.
Candles.
Were you supposed to just light one and let that burn out for 8 days?
Wish it worked that way, but no, the first day you light two, and the second day you light three, and the third day you light four.
Don't tell her what happens on the fifth day. It's a spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Six. Yeah.
Oh, sweetheart.
Oh, what?
Sorry.
Mixing up the game.
And then on Friday, you also have to light the Shabbat candles. It's a lot of candles this week, you guys.
The one thing
are they scented? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean
sorry. The one thing I noticed this year, because I've went to Bed Bath & Beyond a couple of times, and they have, they've got a display of weird Hanukkah stuff.
It is weird. It's not like we went there for like specific things that you actually need for Hanukkah, and they did not have that.
No.
But they had like Hanukkah Christmas stockings and Hanukkah Christmas ornaments and Hanukkah like commuter mugs and like all this stuff, but not like, we were like, do you have the gold coins that you need to play dreidel? And they were like, no.
They ran out actually to their benefit, but they had Taboo, the Jewish edition, which mm-hmm. you saw too. It was like, what is, I don't know. That's not a chosen game.
Yeah. It has this, it has this little picture of like a cartoon character with like a keep on like going, yeah, it's
I
like, ooh,
Jewish
what
secret.
What Jewish secrets are they? I don't know.
the other thing I saw was a little stuffed rabbi that you push his foot and Hava Nagila played. It was terrific.
I thought he was going to be like, oi, my arches.
Oi. Yeah. It's like model after a real rabbi. That's how when he pushes a rabbi's foot, he'll sing Hava Nagila for you.
Oh.
And then they had
try it.
Is that what you learned at rabbinical school? Yeah.
My favorite, though, was the LED light menorah.
What?
But I did not see any controls on it, so I wasn't that concerned, but I looked to see if there was a way to be like, oh well, day one, day two, like a switch,
right,
or something. No, nothing on there. It was just you plug it in and LED lights. So
wow.
I think it's for raves.
Ooh, menorah.
You
rave.
Just like sit in your room, turn off all the lights, and start popping some pills and just stare.
Neon dreidel spinning.
I'm going to sit here and watch this thing for 8
Listen.
Days.
Listen with Tiesto in the background.
Exactly. Yeah, this dose was supposed to last one day, but it went for 8 days. It's a magic LSD. I don't know what drug we're talking about.
So we know the Jewish people have suffered a lot, but you know who else has suffered? Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, probably more than we have.
Mm-hmm. She's suffered for her art, for her man, and for some tightness.
Yeah. But now, you've been... coming and saying that, you know, you've had a bit of help along the way.
Oh, darling, a lot. Yes, I can tell.
No, but it's been good. Whatever you've had done, it's good. You know, it's worked.
Yes. I hope.
Yeah. But yes. You know what I mean? Sometimes people look terrible. But
yes.
You don't look terrible. Oh, well. If you've had work done, really. What's the worst procedure? What was the most painful procedure?
Having my vagina tightened.
Get away.
It was...
Did you mean?
Oh, it was just...
What the...
Excruciating.
That's a thing?
Excruciating.
Wow.
What did that entail?
See, look at the face.
What's yeah. it, what's it,
look.
What did that entail?
I'll show you later.
So, yes, Sharon had her vagina tightened.
What does that entail?
That's like some Hofa Show shit, right? Like, no, she had kids. Never mind. That was a mean thing to say.
Yeah. Hofa Show.
Well, she wants to keep it tight.
But it makes me, I mean, I guess I don't know what the procedure is. I'm imagining sort of a cutting,
sewing back together.
I don't know. I mean, I hope it heals completely, but I'm thinking, you know, are you sacrificing
pleasure?
Yeah, because now you're sort of weakened and scarred in this area that needs to take a lot of pressure, and is that really better?
Pleasure. She's sewing her vagina tight. Like, why is that even a possibility? Like, shouldn't we be curing cancer or something instead of doing this?
Different
shit?
Doctor.
That's true.
It's a different line in the budget completely.
Maybe she'd do more Kegel exercises. She wouldn't need
to
get it tightened.
Yeah, exactly. There's more natural ways of doing this, I think.
Ted, why don't you suggest that to her? Call and go, why didn't you just do some more Kegel exercises?
You have Sharon Osbourne's number in your phone, right?
Pretty sure it's
somewhere. How about you do a little vagina workout, lady, instead of just pumping it up the artificial way?
No, they sell those barbells. They sell like weights that you can like keep inside and then
then you just have like a muscled vagina.
I think so.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure. I don't have any of them.
Well, that's kind of the point. I mean,
it is a muscle.
Yeah.
I just have this image of like a really like a six pack vagina.
Ah.
Ooh, ribbed for his pleasure.
Nice.
That would be interesting. But as we found out recently, designer vaginas by vaginoplasty and labiaplasty have become very popular.
It's a trend.
It is.
Very
it's an
popular
actual trend.
Among celebrities?
Not just with celebrities. It's happening all over the place.
It's not just
like
with celebrities.
Porn stars?
Well,
that's the only
stars.
Way that I think it would like make sense.
I've seen shows where actual everyday women go on because they're... self-conscious about the way they look. They don't like what they're seeing
it's
feels.
Vaginas
aren't
shows
pretty
what
in general.
Stuff on like the Discovery Channel. Things
the
on
Discovery
daytime
Channel
TV.
Vaginoplasty? That's a thing?
It's a medical procedure. It's no
I know,
different
but there's
than any
a
other
show about it?
Well, there was a plastic surgery show, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't have TV.
Oh, see what we're missing, honey?
They don't put this on Hulu.
But there's other stations you can look at vaginas on.
That's true.
I think I heard about
really
a website.
I'm curious, like, how that would feel like for the other person, and like obviously better, but like, would you feel
which other
difference?
Person? Like the you, like a,
Ozzy?
Like
a lesbian,
you?
Like someone like you, or
like
someone
Ozzy
like
Osbourne?
Me.
Everybody, I don't
everybody?
Know. But like, yeah, I guess that would be a concern losing. I'm just so blown away. That's
Well, that's not all. Sydney Leathers, who was Anthony Weiner's sexting buddy.
Oh, she's still in the news.
She is, because she got the labiaplasty. She got part of her labia removed.
That's aesthetic, right?
Yes. Okay. And although I don't know for her, there might be something about it that was uncomfortable, so there might have been a real medical reason for it. She not only did she get part of her labia removed, she is going to be auctioning them off.
That's disgusting.
What?
And people will buy, which is more disgusting.
Wait, you can't do that. Like, they don't even let you take your own organs home from the hospital. How could she have pieces of her body and sell them? Like, that's like biohazardous. What that doesn't make any sense.
Wait, if you do like a lipo, you can't take your own fat home?
I don't think so.
What if you want it for later?
I don't think so. I don't think you get to take that stuff with you.
Well, you
it's a biohazard.
You can take your appendix home in a jar.
Yeah, like tonsils. I thought you can take your tonsils home, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
I have my tonsils out. I don't have them still. Hmm.
Did you ask them?
No. I was unconscious from having my tonsils out.
Aw.
What Sydney Leathers said, she wanted to remove portion of her outer genitalia for a, quote, cleaner look.
Ah, streamlined. What a busy vagina.
With Dr. Neil Handel. $8,400 procedure, and they're going to auction off the excess labia. It will be encased in Lucite.
Now, what charity is it going to? Just
okay,
kidding.
That
to pay
is...
off for her surgery, her
yeah.
procedure. Ew, probably.
That is so disgusting.
The JJ fund? Yeah, it is.
That's so disgusting. It's not the same as like, ooh, a picture of somebody's sexy genitalia. I mean, that's like a hunk of flesh, like it's so gross.
Yeah, it's like wow, she's got great legs, here's her disembodied leg,
right? Like, it ceases to be attractive at that point. Wow, that's really gross. I'm also really scared, because you know how we've gone from like pubic hair to short pubic hair to no pubic hair, and now it's like we're actually shaving off the labia. Like, how much more do women have to take off to meet a level of attractiveness?
Well, I believe they're doing it because they want to. I mean, it's not I don't think there's anybody there going, hey woman, you need to be taking off a little bit of the lip there.
There's some people talk about, we had this discussion last time, yeah, about like shaving and stuff like that, but I just want to say that I think women are beautiful the way they are. Natural, I guess. No, wait, that came out wrong too. I just trying to save myself from like that last time I was here.
Ted. Last time you're here with me?
With Ted.
Oh. With me. Yeah.
Because Ted's the one you've got to worry about.
I am.
He's very judgy. It's part of his heritage.
Only internally.
I find you wanting.
Hey, speaking of gross things and a plot stolen straight out of Hannibal, Italian police are saying that some mobsters recently murdered a mafia don by beating the man with a spade and then throwing him into a sty where he was eaten alive by pigs.
That always happens in gangster movies. If I was that kind of person and I had access to pigs, I guess that's probably what I'd do.
Yeah, but any of the movies I've seen, that's how they dispose of a dead body. This guy was eaten alive by pigs.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
It was so disgusting, I just kind of blocked it out.
I don't think that's kosher. Just want to get that out there.
Well, it's hard to say.
I don't think I was Jewish, though.
When the bacon eats you.
I think that's extra trafe.
So one mafia don was shot and killed while driving his car. 11 days later, the one who was thrown to the pigs disappeared without a trace. Italian police sent an undercover officer to investigate and made the results public this past month. According to their investigation, codenamed... I'm not even going to read it. It's Italian. The 24-year-old
Chef
boss...
Boyardee.
Simone Pepe took responsibility for the murder and wiretap telephone calls. And here's what he said. It was so satisfying hearing him scream. A mamma mia, he could scream.
Oh, this is really gross. I thought the labia thing was gross, but this is really gross.
The pigs are really cute in that picture, though.
They are. Yeah. They have like this stock photograph of just like really charming little pigs going with this story.
He added there wasn't a thing left after the feeding frenzy.
It's really disgusting.
So if you want to eat if they wanted to sell the pigs afterwards to like eat, are they still organic?
I don't think anybody's worried about organic with pigs. I mean, it's bacon. It's good.
Some people are worried about what they eat.
Can they sell that? How did mad cow disease happen? Isn't that they were eating other cows, so there's no cycle?
No.
So that was wow. I went to school.
If they're eating cops, they'd be eating other pigs. No, it's not. Right. Because that's just a thing people... Wow. People love... y'all cop lovers here. Well, I love cops too. Hi, Mel.
Enjoy getting pulled over.
Okay, I've reached my threshold for meat discussions and disembodied body parts discussions.
We talked about boxed...
I know.
Tofu.
And then we had to argue about dead bloody turkeys after that. And I... No, it's just... Okay, what's the next subject, Nate?
I don't know.
I need it to not be about meat.
Okay, it's about turkey. It's about Kanye West. He says black people don't have the same connections as oil or Jewish people.
That's so redundant. We own oil, motherfuckers. I'm just kidding. We don't own oil. Our friends down the way.
Kanye is a nice palate cleanser. Let's do this.
Yes, that's how I would put it too. Anyway, he sat down with New York's Power 105 and talked about the president and a whole lot more. He said, "When I tell you only 7 black billionaires, look at the marginalization, and we feel like we happy because me and Rick Ross got it made. I got to spread outside a couple of us." Or they put a black president. Man, let me tell you about George Bush and oil money and Obama and no money. People want to say Obama can't make these moves or he's not executing. That's because he ain't got those connections. Black people don't have the same level of connections as Jewish people. Ted.
Judaism, son.
Black people don't have the same connection as oil people.
Texans, son.
You know how we don't know nobody that got a nice house? You know, we don't know nobody with paper like that we can go to when we down.
This rolls off your tongue perfectly.
Sorry, I don't.
Seamlessly, you don't speak Kanye.
I don't speak street like Kanye. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. You speak Vermont street.
You know, they can just put us back or put us in a corporation. You know, we ain't in a situation. Can you guarantee that your daughter can get a job at this radio station? But if you own this radio station, you could guarantee that. That's what I'm talking about. What the fuck are you talking about, Kanye? You asshat.
I think I get what he's saying.
Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
No, because I read this. No, I don't agree with what he's saying.
No, we got in a fight about Kanye last time. Oh, yeah. You're a Kanye fan. And I'm just I just lost brain cells.
No, I actually recommended this story for the show because I'm done defending Kanye.
It's probably a good plan.
And now I'm just going to... I think I actually suggested that we start having a Kanye quote of the week the way that we used to have Iron Sheik tweet of the week because he's doing so many interviews and he's just coming up with ridiculous stuff. I don't agree... I agree with the point that he's making that not every person in politics or entertainment is starting on a level social economic playing field. Like, I get that, but I think that the way he said it and his implication that people who are Jewish and or oil barons all have a leg up on everybody else, like, all of that sounded ridiculous.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
Well, if they're okay, so with politics and all that, though, they are... If they go, what is that like? If you go to Yale, they have that club that George Bush was in,
like mm-hmm. Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones.
Yeah, like they are. It's network. After a certain elitist point, like it is, you do know about the same people. You do know have those connections and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it just is he making it just a matter of race? Like even though you're at that level, they're not going to talk to you because you're black.
He is. He's making it about race, and I mean,
when it's really about money,
it's about money, yeah. and that's what. It's irritating about this. There are poor people of every shade of the rainbow out there. There's plenty of very poor white people who don't have any hope or anything else. It's not the same as being black in America or anywhere else. It's not, because we all have a different place that we're coming from. We all have a different past that we're coming from. But I know people who are poor and white who have absolutely no hope of ever being anything but poor and white. And to take an economic issue and make it into a race issue is short-sighted and irresponsible at best.
I still think, I mean, there's a, I don't know, I still think that more African Americans are at a disadvantage economically, you know, as a societal. I'm not speaking very well. I'm like, where's Kareem when I need him? But I just, you know, more. Yes, there are poor people of all different colors, but the African American culture in America faces some particular hurdles and discrimination. And I think there's a reason why they're like, as he was saying, there's like far fewer black billionaires than white billionaires, you know, and
Jewish billionaires.
Yeah, but
yeah, it's all the Jew. And you want to talk about a minority? What percentage of the population is Jewish, Ted?
2% in America.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not Ted, but I know the answer to
that
question.
She has a connection now. That's why.
That's true.
That's why she.
But every time I read the stories like this, where someone's like, "Oh, the Jewish people have it made. They have all the money and they control everything," I'm always like, "Ted, where's our mansion? Why isn't our podcast like?" Famous by now.
Yeah, Ted, I need you to call in some of your Jewish connections.
Yeah. Jewish so we can okay.
Well, I just want to, like, Kanye called out Rick Ross as the other black billionaire or whatever, right?
Right,
he picked
yeah.
the one guy that was a probation officer pretending, and now he's rapping about selling drug money. So he's picking the one black guy that's, like, not one black guy, sorry, the one that's, like...
the one black
the
guy.
One, no, the one that, like, lied about his whole music career.
How about Jay-Z? How about him?
Jay-Z stabbed someone and did not get jail time. That's some boss shit.
Jay-Z sold crack.
But Rick Ross was lied about all. Like he took another drug dealer's name.
Yeah, he took a guy's name in prison and used that as his rap name.
And he was a probation officer.
Yeah,
and then now he's a billionaire. Kanye does not. He's a dumbass.
I'm beginning to agree with you all. I'm even finding him less entertaining than I did. I always thought that he was like. I don't know. I used to just be entertained by him, but the more he talks, the less entertaining I find him.
I think to quote the president, he's a jackass.
Was there a
the Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Whoa.
All right, first up in cool or tool, keeping it tight, Ted.
Wow, I'm going to have to assume you mean having an operation to make your vajayjay tight, and I think hopefully it doesn't sound very cool to me. I'll say tool.
Becca?
I'll echo that tool.
Diana?
Yeah. Let's go with tool.
I'm going to disagree with all of you and say it's cool. And here's why.
Mm.
Because anybody who's willing to go to those lengths has to be admired in some slight way.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because they're rich and have way too much free time.
Yeah, it's because she's white and with the Jewish connections. It would be probably the guy who tightened up her vag. Anyway, it is the vagina, too. That's the inside part, as Christiana likes to point out. Up next in Cooler Tool, revenge. Becca?
Tool.
Diana?
Tool. That one was tool.
That one?
Ted?
Yeah, tool. Revenge is not cool.
Revenge is cool. If we didn't have revenge, we wouldn't have any good movies to go see. Let's admit it. And finally in Cooler Tool.
Bambi never got revenge. Anyway, sorry.
Cooler maybe Tool. Bambi should have gotten revenge.
That's true. That would have been
a better movie. Finally in Cooler Tool, Jewish Connections. Diana.
What's up, Ted?
Hey.
I'm going to say cool.
Yeah, you better.
Ted, what do you think?
Well, obviously, Jewish Connections are awesome because you have a direct line to God because we're chosen. I believe every word I'm saying right now. I'm done.
Becca?
My Jewish connection is, you know, one of the coolest things in my life, so I'm going to say cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jewish connections are awesome. They get you ahead in life. They help you control the world.
That's right, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Nick Darling Show, tomorrow,
sometimes,
the world.
Sometimes your Jewish boyfriend takes you to California Pizza Kitchen.
With a Hanukkah gift card.
Yeah, I know. That just happened tonight.
My Jewish connection got us some CPK.
And can I just point out, speaking of unnecessary surgical procedures, I believe the Jewish people invented it with the circumcision.
Yeah, that's true.
Ah, yeah, okay with that.
Isn't that supposed to be clean? Make you cleaner or like help with this? I don't.
That's what
obviously,
the Jews want
I don't. It's not
know.
My thing.
I've heard these things. I've never done the medical research. Doesn't everyone get that done now? Who's a boy?
In America, it's pretty standard. Yeah. I think.
Not anymore. It's going back and forth. But
that's what you might have said at some point. I don't know.
You only get a party for it if you're Jewish.
Right. Only get a party if you're Jewish.
Never miss a party.
otherwise, they just go ahead and do it. My favorite was there was a while that there were people that wanted to let their kids make all of the choices. You know, those people like,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to let my child make all of the choices.
Oh, God.
So you decide to let your son figure out if he wants to be circumcised when he has a full-grown penis.
Odds are.
Probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
He's going to remember the pain.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean. That
sounds painful.
I mean, the bottom line is, if you're circumcised when you're an infant, as most people who are circumcised are, then that's all you've ever known. And it's like, oh, that's what my penis looks like. That's awesome.
That's what I say every day.
Yeah. And if you, and if you weren't circumcised, you look down and you go, hey, that's what my penis looks like. That looks awesome. And then you get circumcised and you're like, ah!
Do guys actually look down at their penis and like, that looks awesome? Because I've seen one and that shit looks not.
Just the one.
Just one. Was it circumcised or uncircumcised?
I didn't get that close. I was like, you know what? That's close enough.
Did it look like a chicken with a hood on its head? Or no, right, I don't
definitely
know.
Not that close.
I remember.
Did it look like Beaker from the Muppets?
Like I said, I took one look and I was like, and definitely gay and looked away.
That is not for me.
It looked like Gonzo. So then it just was wrong for using Muppet comparisons.
Some people look like Gonzo. That's okay. Well,
but a penis looks like Gonzo would have an extra nose thing sticking
out. Oh, an extra nose. I was just picturing Gonzo's nose. Like some people have a curvy.
Because Beaker's like cylindrical, so that's where I thought he would. Yeah,
that's exactly what I meant.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, but curved like Gonzo's nose is different.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That is
curved
different.
For her pleasure. So, as promised earlier, we found a lying lesbian.
I can find you plenty.
Aww. You're like, this is not hard.
This is not news.
Yeah.
Well, this made news. It was supposedly a note left on a receipt in a restaurant saying, I can't tip you because I don't approve of your lifestyle. But the gay waitress who said she was stiffed on that tip due to her sexuality is having her credibility questioned by several friends. Dana Morales, who's a 22-year-old ex-Marine, claimed earlier in November that a family of four who racked up a $93.55 bill at the Gallup Asian Bistro in Branchburg, New Jersey, left her no gratuity, just a note saying they couldn't leave any extra money because they, quote, do not agree with your lifestyle. She emailed the story to a gay advocacy website and later posted the photograph of the purported check on her Facebook page. The story made national headlines. I think we talked about it briefly.
Did we? I don't remember.
We might
at all.
Have.
I remember a different waitress.
Or either that or I looked at it and went, eh, which is probably what happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, that resulted in thousands of dollars being donated to her, and she said she would send it all the proceeds to the Wounded Warrior Project. But this past week, the couple accused by Morales of leaving the note denied doing so, according to WNBC-TV, going so far as to show the station copies of their Visa bill that showed a $111.55 payment to the restaurant. That total included a nearly 20% tip. Now, people who know Morales are calling her credibility into question. Christina Calamusa, who describes herself as a former friend of Morales, told the Daily Caller that the waitress claimed to her that she was, quote, blown up by landmines overseas.
Oh.
But according to Calamusa, the story was false. Morales was never on active duty. The Journal News of White Plains, New York also quotes acquaintances of Morales who said she lied about her military service. Both Julie Howitt and Carolee Larkin, both 23, related to the newspaper a story that Morales supposedly told them about her serving in Afghanistan and surviving an explosion that killed everyone in her platoon, leaving her as the unit's sole survivor. But Major Sean Haney, a spokesperson for the Marines, said in an email to the Journal News that while Morales did serve in the Marines from July of 2009 to May of 2013, there's no indication in her record of combat service in Afghanistan or Iraq. So
good gravy.
Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of her friends sound like hookups to me.
Those are really good friends. Yeah, that no. are just. But I read that when I first heard that story, she said that she was going to send some of the proceeds or some of the money that was sent to her to the Wounded Warrior Project. It was, and then I read this, and it said all of it.
What money was that?
People were sending her money saying that she didn't get a tip. Yeah. They're like, oh, like.
Because she didn't get a tip. She was exploiting it like that.
No, she didn't get a tip because she was gay because of the.
Yeah. I know she's. But she said
some. She's like, it's not about the money, but I'm going to give some of it away.
Right.
Okay. That kind of changed. At first, like, why are we hearing about this woman who lied? It seems like. I don't know. I don't need to know about her life and all the lies she tells people.
Because people hate hypocrites. Because she came out and said, look, this happened to me because I'm gay. And it didn't really happen. And when people do that, it makes it basically take anytime something horrible that happens to somebody who because they happen to be gay or they're black or whatever, it comes into the public eye. Now that's going to be coming under scrutiny because of lies like this.
Yeah, they're exploiting being gay. It's already hard enough being gay. Like, then you got to go do that kind of bullshit. Now people are just going to, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of lesbians that lie, but they're just going to point to this story and then call into question everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, how I just don't understand the benefit of the people. I mean, I understand how the media works. I worked in the media, but it just makes me sad that we have this. We got to the point where someone can tweet a receipt and then everyone has to start stealthing and scooping into the person's life and finds out what she did and didn't say. I don't know this one from Adam. I don't care if some woman in wherever lied about whether or not she got a tip or not.
Well,
I care about it because she also said
the specific people did it and made them look like bigots, and then they had to go on and defend themselves with their Visa receipts. You know, that's not
well. Cool. The fact that she posted, all right, I just don't like where the culture is coming with tweeting and putting every little thing that happens to you has to be made public and exploited and
crap. She's the one who did it. She's the one who started it. She opened the can of worms. If she would have just went, look at these assholes, and moved on with her day, nothing would have happened.
And then she won it. She got money from it. Right. And she got attention.
She reached out to
just,
magazines.
Yeah, that's...
And they jumped on that shit. Let's humiliate the family that didn't tip her about some alleged bullshit. The whole thing, I don't know. It makes me sad that that's the kind of shit that gets so much attention to begin with. So I'm not defending her. I'm just making a general statement about the society that we live in now.
Hey, let's talk about something fun.
Dead turkeys.
These are 10 reasons to exercise that don't involve losing weight. Number 10, you'll improve your memory. Okay, moving on. Number 9, you'll have better posture. Number 8, you will boost your confidence. 7, you will de-stress. Number 6, you'll sleep better. Number 5, you'll have more energy, except when you're sleeping. Number 4, you'll have better sex. Studies have indeed shown that regular exercise can increase arousal and decrease men's risk for erectile dysfunction, likely because exercise improves circulation, which is pretty important when it comes to sex. Number 3, you'll get sick less often. Number 2, you'll live longer. And I love the picture that they have. They have a really old dude with a big bushy mustache and spandex pants stretching next to some, I believe, Chinese symbol.
Yeah, all of that is just... I don't even want to go there.
And the number one reason to exercise, you'll just be happier. And it's not just the runner's high endorphins. Regular exercise can actually improve your life in a lot of ways. All you need to do is make it a habit. And the University of Bristol found that people's mood is significantly improved on days they exercise. So find a way to fit a quick workout into your daily routine and you'll be well on your way. So there's some happy news.
I went running with my roommate today. We went on like a 15. We're like gonna try this thing. Like so, we went on a 15 minute run, and then we like came back. And was like, dude, I feel skinnier. And I was like, yeah, dude, I kind of like feel a little sexier. I know nothing's changed because it was like a 15 minute run. But right. Then I did feel a lot better.
And then you had sex with him.
I'm sorry. What?
Then you had sex with him? No, I was kidding.
No, that's
why.
Because I'm gay.
I know, I'm just kidding.
And he might be listening, so... Hey.
Hi, Ray.
Hey. Oh, yeah, you know I live with Ray. Oh, shit.
It's a small world.
I forgot that was a factor. Maybe I never knew it. Hi, Ray. Yeah.
Hello, Ray. Another heartwarming story. This lady, by day, worked for a nonprofit after-school program. By night, lap dancing at a Times Square men's club.
Aww.
That's right. They called it the new Times Square. She dodged tourists to get to work. There was always a man standing at the corner of 50th Street and Broadway in a yellow vest that read Flash Dancers, passing out little cards to all the men who walked by. One day, she asked him for one, and he looked at me and said, I work there, and then he handed me the card, blah, blah, blah. And the card picture was a topless woman who did not work at Flash. Come visit me at Red. It was a free pass to get in. She was attending Antioch College at the time, and they had a program called Co-op, wherein students alternated semesters on campus with terms of work or volunteer experience anywhere in the world. That fall, she arranged the co-op in New York City, working at a nonprofit after-school program for the economically disadvantaged girls. But more importantly, when she made the arrangement, she also set sights on stripping in New York City, becoming part of an industry more glamorous and lucrative than any she'd come in contact with.
Okay.
Stripping had been something she'd been doing since her sophomore year, and she found herself out of money while on co-op in Mexico. After that, she worked at two domestic violence shelters in Ohio as a rape crisis counselor and at a Somali women's health organization in London. To afford to live during the unpaid internships, which are so often taken for granted as part of the undergraduate experience, she stripped. Through 2 years of working off and on in the industry, she became more and more dependent on it. She said, I relied on the income, but it was more than that. Outside of work, I kept mostly to myself. Few people knew the true details of my life Ordinary human engagement ran risks and involved sure censure that hardly felt worth it. Without many friends or hobbies, and with few outside social interests, sex work had become necessary not just for my economic survival, but for my social needs and emotional sustenance as well. So, interesting how it sort of went through that whole thing. But yes, there are strippers with a heart of gold.
Why do you say she has a heart of gold? She was cheating on her boyfriend. She, like, it sounds like she lost her soul. She was doing drugs and, like,
she was volunteering to help people. Come on.
On the date. And then she said, like, there's a line there where she's like, yeah, I just felt dirty because I was just soliciting money, not really care about a cause that I really don't care about. Because that was her job.
Well, that's what strippers do.
No, it was about the nonprofit, like the events she was in.
Oh, well, that's what nonprofit people do, too. They just ask for, it's the same.
She drew parallels.
It's the same principle. You're looking to get money out of people, whether it's for a good cause or to line your pockets. But anyway, it was just a very interesting read it's a little bit different sort of story than you normally hear from strippers. Normally they're single moms who have no skills and don't want to work at Walmart, as opposed to undergrads.
Honestly, if I had the body, I'd totally be the stripper. Be a stripper.
Yeah.
That's bank right there. Well, and also I can't dance. That holds me back. But I can learn that.
Well, yeah, they have classes.
Yeah.
They have classes in the suburbs. Pole dancing classes. Becca looks very confused.
I'm not confused. I don't know. I'm just thinking, I think there's probably a lot of undergrad strippers. Like the whole idea of, like, she's stripping to pay for her education or to get a leg up in the world or whatever. I don't know. I feel like that's I feel like that's pretty well-trod territory at this point.
All right. How about some five important things women don't know about men? This was one of the things I believe you pointed out as well.
I did, because I was like, are these things true? Because I didn't know them, and I had to ask men if they were true.
I'm men. Did you ask me?
Well, I asked the men of this podcast, which is you and Nate, but I think only Nate responded. So.
Oh, sorry.
That's fair. The first thing about men is we are starved for compliments.
It's true.
There's an old rule that men learn about flirting with women. If a woman's pretty, don't expect to impress her by telling her so. People have been telling her that every single day since puberty, and it no longer even registers as anything other than background noise. On the other hand, most men have never been told they're pretty.
No one tells me I'm pretty.
It's true.
You're pretty, Ted.
Or attractive at all. We're supposed to derive value from our success and careers, not our looks.
Aw, thank you.
And there's an overwhelming cultural narrative that we are the wanter, not the wanted, the pursuer, not the pursued, the desiring, not the desirable. Tell a man, other than Ryan Gosling, of course, that he's pretty, and you'll have his undivided attention.
Ted, you're pretty. Is that really the adjective that you're supposed to use?
I don't think so.
Like,
if a
woman walked up to you and was like, "You're very pretty,"
you're
like,
very
would
pretty
you?
Man.
You like, you'd be like, "Thank you," but it'd be weird, right?
Yeah.
The first thing I would think is that she was mocking me.
Well, yeah. I just told Ted he was pretty, and I did not get his undivided attention. So that thing is.
Well, I didn't think it was sincere. Because of reasons.
Fine. That's the last time I give you a compliment.
Oh.
Number two, we are not more shallow than women are. Sure, some guys only go for women who look like magazine ads. Some women do the same thing with guys. But when most women get together with their trusted friends and talk about men, there's a rich diversity of attraction that gets talked about. They'll talk about a guy's sexy voice or the way he holds them in his sleep or the look on his face when he's passionate about something or the lines in his hands. When they do talk about the face and body, it's not all sharp cheekbones and ripped abs. There's all kinds of types that different women find attractive for their own reasons. And yet there's a stereotype that men don't do the exact same thing. But we do.
Did Nicholas Sparks write this shit? Because that's... Do guys really talk like that? Like, I just love it when she giggles.
No. No, we don't talk like that.
I don't think I
but
ever...
you think it? Is that what it's implying? Like, you think a variety of things, but
yes.
You mostly just talk about boobs?
Yeah, pretty much.
I guess. I don't know. I don't.
And honestly, what I mean, and I just spent a good portion of time with two of my close friends, and we talk more about crazy, don't treat you badly. Honestly, those are the two things. I mean, yeah, there's she's attractive, she's insane, she treats people well. Those are really the three things. They
keeping
get talked
the
about.
Bar low.
Mm. That's right. Number three, there's a reason for emotional repression. Most women don't know about the experience of being a teenage boy. It really shouldn't be surprising.
Most women.
Most women don't know.
There.
Well, there was the Band of Binds. There's almost no realistic depictions of media in the media of teenagers of any gender. When was the last time you saw a teenage girl on TV or in a movie acting like teenage girls actually act in real life? Basically, the short version, testosterone is a hell of a drug. Those who've taken it as adults as part of gender transition tend to report intense cravings for physical catharsis, flashes of inexplicable rage, and similar effects. And that's if you're taking it on purpose, knowing that it's a drug with an adult level of brain development and emotional maturity. Now imagine that's happening to you without warning, and you're 13 and have no idea what's going on.
And your voice sounds funny.
Yeah, it does.
And you have hair coming out of places you never thought they should.
Yeah, and you're excited about the hair, but you're not excited about the hair. And yeah, it's all sorts
of
stuff.
Where the hair?
None of the girls call you pretty anymore.
It's true.
Oh, sometimes penises have hair around them.
But is it really like...
The one you saw may not have had it, because sometimes men shave.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You've learned a lot today.
I mean, like, when you were 13, is it really like, oh my God, rage. Like, I'm having rage, and I don't...
No, because you can't express it like that. You just do. Think of it like this. think of it like this. You are... just suddenly have an emotional feeling of frustration or irritation or... whatever. You don't really know why, you just feel that way. You wake up and you feel that way. That's what it's like. It's like you're just like, I want to do something, but I don't know what. I don't know how.
And my penis is standing up right now, and I have to go down a class.
Well, yeah.
We have a period.
Don't. Well, good for you.
Okay.
We all know about
like,
that.
I'm just saying, like, our emotional, we deal with that shit monthly.
Yeah.
And this sounds like, is it like road rage? Is that what it's kind of like?
No. Well, it's nice that you deal with that monthly, but Ted, back me up on this. When you are a teenage boy, you deal with the unexpected boner on a minute-by-minute basis.
You're always on,
You're always on boner alert.
But that's only for, a couple years, right? When you guys... when
a couple
you guys,
years.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, 13 to 22.
Okay, well, unless depending what
years.
Age you
that
go through menopause.
During your
actually.
Formative years when you're, I don't know how Nate felt. I was shy and a little nervous around the ladies. So I was like, the bonerous is embarrassing. So.
Well, and the other thing is it would come at weird, inopportune times.
That's the worst. It's
and
messy.
I recall having you work up this technique of walking with one hand in your pocket to hold your boner down so no one can see it.
Oh, the old boner
wow.
walk.
It's funny, given all that you're talking about, I'm like, that's kind of amazing that I think I made it all the way through school. I don't think I ever noticed anybody, having a boner, so I think you guys must have really figured it out.
All
not that we all went to the same high school, but, teenage boys in general.
I don't think I've ever been called. I mean, it's not like any girls ever called me out for having a boner either. That never happened. Like, hey, dude's got a boner. That's not what a girl sounds like.
I don't think so. I think, honestly, I don't think girls at that age would, at this point, maybe they would, but... I don't think they would necessarily call it out, at least publicly. They might talk about it and giggle about it later.
You're excited to see me.
There was a crazy episode of This American Life where they were interviewing a woman who was transitioning to be to become a man. She was taking the testosterone, and she was describing how once she started taking it, she was describing how she rode the subway a lot and she would find women and how she would flirt with them when she was female and how she would sort of notice nice things about them and think about things that they might have in common or how she could strike up a conversation. And then she said once that she started taking the testosterone, it was just pornographic images would be flashing in her head. And she just had this just sort of visceral want, kind of thing. And she was so surprised by it, having been female all her life, that it was just that hormone would just sort of kick into these little porn movies in her head all the time.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's like being a teenage boy, except you have no basis or reference or maturity level to deal with it. You're just what the fuck do I do? Number four, we're sick of being success objects.
Yeah.
This is the one of those things that most men don't even have the vocabulary to talk about. It's a nameless pain, an unspoken discontent that eats away at far too many men. Just as women feel defined solely by their looks and their dress size, so too are men taught that our worth as human beings comes from our career, our bank balance, and our success. all those gold digger jokes, all those lines about, so what if he's short, he can stand on his wallet? We know that at a deep level, they're not really jokes. Those lines about how the job of a husband and a father is keeping the bills paid, we understand those. And we know that our attractiveness, our worth, and our contribution to our families is all about how much money we can make. And it's exhausting. Yeah.
I want to bitch slap the guy that wrote this.
Being too wussy?
He needs to stop complaining.
I know. Shouldn't have feelings about
Yeah, we shouldn't have feelings. See, this is why we don't say anything.
It's like, women have to deal with that shit, too. Like,
did you know we had to?
Well,
But guys are always, like, seen as, like, the, you know, when you do the, like, the whole 1950s, whatever, like, gender mm-hmm. roles, guys were always the provider, and then women, like, I don't know, it's just, this guy's just fucking complaining.
Bitching like a woman. I'm just kidding, honey.
And finally, number five. Yes, we actually do need to adjust ourselves like that.
Ah.
It's true. Sometimes you have to. You just have to because stuff moves around and you have to put it back.
Right.
And it's really no different than a woman wearing a strapless dress. Go to any semi-formal event and watch the women wearing strapless dresses and watch how often they hike it up.
That's why I stopped wearing strapless dresses after like junior year prom.
Oh, I wore a dress last night.
Really?
Yeah, it was this little thing. I had a semi-formal thing I did. Ooh. And like, it's really uncomfortable. I was like constantly like adjusting shit. It was just like, I don't know. Man, I didn't know what to do with it, but yeah.
Did you go to prom with someone? Or winter formal?
Yeah, I went to high school prom.
winter formal. I know, prom's too early.
It was
sorry.
Like this thing at Lowbrow. My friend asked me to go.
Cool.
The prom at Lowbrow? Yeah. That would be crazy.
Was
it
a real sausage fest at Lowbrow? That's all they serve.
I'm walking into this one.
I'm sorry. I'm, you know, that's punchy mood apparently.
That's fine. I think the whole point going to what you're saying, the whole point is whoever wrote this was just saying, hey, we have insecurities too, so it's okay. But what do you care?
Well, you need to hide them better.
Yeah, I see how it is. Okay. That's fine.
Well, if I have to hide mine, you guys have to hide yours. All right.
I think everyone should just hide their emotions. That's the American way.
They're overrated.
Repress.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what you should do.
Repress and shop.
Go ahead and repress your emotions. And
shop at Amazon.
Yeah. we'll get to that in just a second. But first, let's we're running a little behind. So let's go to Florida Corner. Only one story this time, because that's how I roll. Hey, Florida has finally found a crime epicenter that it can take the moral high ground against. It's Canada. While the cracktacular Rob Ford has been able to hold on to his mayoral title, albeit with reduced powers, a Florida mayor with an alleged taste for oxycodone was not so lucky. A Bradford County sheriff drew the line this week, arresting Barry Lane Moore, the mayor of Hampton, Florida, for allegedly using and selling the opiate. Sheriff Gordon Smith said in a statement, "This isn't Toronto. We will not tolerate illegal drug activity in my jurisdiction by anyone, to include our elected officials." Now, Ford, who's been accused of and mostly admitted to smoking crack, snorting cocaine, smoking weed, blacking out on vodka, taking OxyContin, and eating pussy, all while being the best mayor, has not been arrested. He remains in office, and that finally gives Florida officials something to look down on.
He had to admit to eating pussy and with those other things, as that was the crime?
Well, you recall last week's show, Ted. We played that.
I know, but that was an odd thing to slip in there. Doing drugs and doing this and eating pussy. As though that was a crime of some kind. Never mind, continue.
Not a crime, just not something you hear a lot of mayors talking about at live press conferences.
I feel like Florida should send Rob Ford like a golden machete. Like, make him like an honorary Floridian.
I kind of want to be his friend.
Rob Ford?
Yeah, he sounds like a good time.
You know, I hear
we would hang out and have fun.
I hear that from a lot of people, and I just don't know. So.
I don't want to hang out with him, but I appreciate him kind of the way that I appreciate Kanye. Like, kind of such, I don't know. He just has this like untouchable confidence that is so bizarre to watch that it's entertaining.
Okay, now I'm understanding. Now I'm understanding your view on Kanye. Yeah, his confidence is just so, you're just kind of,
you just don't give a shit. Yeah. You know, like, you're just
to a point where you kind of should start.
Right. And so it's kind of amazing. I don't know. As someone who I'm a bit meek in the world. Like, I'm kind of just like, where do you get the chutzpah, you guys? Like, it's Ooh. Just, it's...
Nice use of the word chutzpah.
Thank you.
You must have Jewish connections.
I do. Wink. I'll Jewish connect you later.
It's not 10:15 yet.
It's true.
10:15.
That's our sex time, everyone.
It is.
According to Nate Darling.
That's what I've heard. And I heard it because I made it up myself. Hey, by the way, everybody, this holiday season, whether it's Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, anything else you celebrate, Christmas.
Ted and Becca's birthday. Even, yeah, and Christiana's birthday.
Yeah, any birthday. Please, if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, go to NateDarlingShow.com first. Click the Shop Amazon tab and shop away till your heart's content. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. You know, the thing we do twice a week here to provide you with free entertainment. See, it's even more free entertainment that doesn't cost you anything.
Yay.
So it's awesome. It's a win-win for all of us. So please, this holiday season, think of us and go to NateDarlingShow.com first and click the Shop Amazon tab. It's the least you can do, really. And hey, share the show with your family and friends this holiday season, too, because who doesn't want to hear about this at the dinner? You know what I mean? Come on.
I might not have friends after this.
Oh.
Just kidding.
You say that every time you come here.
No, I get Maybe more that's... friends.
There you go. You make more friends through us. That's how it goes.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
All right. Small town news. I think Becca will like this.
Yay. I always love small town news. It's usually my favorite part.
Well, as it should be. And it's time for Speak Out.
Yay.
All right.
That's everyone's favorite part.
Hey, if you have children, be a parent. You can never get back your time with or without them. Make it count. It'll be worth it.
Good advice, Bob.
Yeah.
That Bob. Was Bob's son wrote that.
Bob Jr.
Why does secretaries and the like get to be paid to be on Facebook all day in between client calls? What were these folks doing before Facebook? I'm guessing they were probably in elementary school. I think employers should block that website and only allow news and business-related ones at work.
Yeah, that's going to keep people from slacking.
I actually worked one place where they tried to block eBay at work, which I found interesting. Of course, it was easy enough to get around.
Did you have to buy things at work a lot on eBay?
I don't know. It wasn't me. It was just one of those weird things. When you get someone who works in IT who gets a bug in their ass, they spend a lot of time trying to do stuff like that. I recently visited Lake Placid and was surprised to see their gas prices were 10 to 20 cents cheaper than Plattsburgh and Champlain. Champlain gas prices were 20 cents higher. It's true.
Okay.
That was it?
Hey, Bob. I own a home in the city of Plattsburgh, and my neighbors insist on burning their trash and pretending it's a campfire. Not too many people will burn a campfire at 8 in the morning. Please stop so we won't have to call the authorities.
Wait, like are they roasting marshmallows around the junk pile or something?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how things work out there.
Mm. Hey, today the fire department on Hammond Lane was called out, and some jerk didn't respect their lights and siren. Could the police departments have special divisions to follow the right-of-way traffic to handle this problem?
Oh, God. What? No.
Hey, and finally, thank you, Ground Round, and its proficient and friendly staff for offering all veterans a free meal of their choice on Veterans Day. You make me proud to be a loyal patron at your establishment and proud to be an American. Special thanks to our A-Civil waitress.
Okay.
Aww, that was actually sweet.
That was cute.
That's right. So we're going to end on that one because that's what you do.
Now, would you burn your trash? You're like, just like trying not to have a trash bill?
Yes. Yeah, because you pay for trash, so anything you can burn, you burn, because then you don't have to throw out as much trash. Oh. Not that I would do that, but yes, there are a lot of people that burn trash.
That s'mores idea is a good cover. If we ever start a trash in our condominium complex, a trash fire, we'll get some marshmallows and no one will know.
Yeah, except we have no burn days around here, so it would be kind
of
weird.
Well, we also have like a tiny little patio of a backyard, so it would be really weird.
We're barbecuing.
In the carport.
We're barbecuing tofu.
We're barbecuing waxy boxes that had field loaf in them. Is it field roast?
Yeah,
sorry.
It's not a loaf.
I get it mixed.
That's insulting.
It is. And it's designed to be that way, too.
Because
it makes it sound like something the cow left behind. Field loaf.
Cow patty.
Can we get s'mores?
Junk s'mores? Trash s'mores? Or regular s'mores?
I don't know.
Okay,
both.
Well, why not? Yeah,
we'll figure it out. We'll
s'mores
find
are delicious.
Yeah, it's going to be cold here in Sacramento. I'm sure there's a hobo with a fire in a trash can somewhere. We can bum off of.
Field trip.
You're going to bum off the hobo?
Hey, coming up on Friday, I'll tell the story of the crazy homeless lady at the laundromat.
Yay.
So oh, boy.
You can look forward to that. Anyway, thank you, Diana Hong, for sitting in for Christiana.
Thank you for
on this episode of the show. We appreciate it. Again, what are the dates you got coming up?
Today. Wednesday. Sunday the 8th at Momo Lounge, I think it's called, and then 15th at Punchline.
Yeah, so go out and see Diana and all the other funny people of Sacramento. That's going to do it for us for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. We will be back on Friday with another new show. Until then, it's the Gaslight Anthem and Howl. We'll see you next time.
Howl!